Views Radio Network. We get a chance right now to visit with Dan Natz and Lee Fuller. They're both with the Independent Petroleum Association of America. Guys, welcome to News and Views. Good to have you on.
Thank you for having me here.
We were talking with Senator Stabenow about manufacturing. And Dan, you always wish the mic was on the breaks. You and I were talking about what a role this plays. Speak of it in terms of even agriculture, in terms of what this means for the surrounding area.
I think one of the things we talk a lot about is it's not only production that happens, the activities, the job activity that happens with the oil and gas production, but for agriculture, natural gas is a feedstock for fertilizer. Natural gas is huge in manufacturing. Natural gas is used for chemical production. So one of the things we've been talking about is nationwide, this helps American energy security. The activity that's going on in North Dakota, the activity that's going on around the country really helps in so many different ways. And so it's something we need to do a better job of as an industry to talk about huge potential and job potential that happens not only locally, but as it expands out across the country.
Lee, in North Dakota right now, there were people last year that were really nervous about even being able to find anhydrous ammonia. There's a fertilizer plant being proposed in Grand Forks. There's one being proposed in Jamestown. You know, they're going around doing the investment thing. The one in Jamestown, I think they're both doing very well at telling their story. None of this would even be being talked about if it wasn't for what was happening with this Williston Basin play.
Absolutely right. And it's the opportunity to take that natural gas that you're getting with your Bakken oil that you've been having issues over the years of not having a place for it to go, and you have to flare it. Now you have an opportunity to take that, move it into a manufacturing operation, build industry in North Dakota that wouldn't have been possible a decade ago.
Dan, with the knowledge that you bring to the industry, should people be afraid of pipelines?
No. And the answer is that it's a long established technology that they work through. Again, the industry has been very adept at handling that, and it's a positive activity and something we think our producers are the folks who produce it, but we work very closely with the pipelines. And no, it's something that, again, we think will only enhance the energy security, the environmental protection, and the strength of this energy play that's happening across the country.
Lee, your organization, the Independent Petroleum Association of America, describe to people what it is and what you do.
Well, we're a Washington-based trade association that deals with federal issues. Our membership ranges from companies that are very large, publicly traded corporations down to very, very small independent producers that produce marginal oil and natural gas in the United States and typically are small businesses. We also have the service companies that support that, the drillers, the fracturing companies, even the banks and the geologic and geophysical analysts. So all of those are a part of our group of members. We focus on issues that are designed to deal with improving the position of American production. So we're looking at federal issues. In our case, that's Washington-based. It's whether we're dealing with legislation. Right now, probably the most significant legislation we would see would be tax issues, or whether we're dealing with regulatory issues. From a North Dakota perspective, one of the keys there may be what happens with the capacity to allow the export of the shale crude oils that are being produced around the country, both in North Dakota and other places.
The name Independent conjures up the old Wildcat days, though. It does. It makes me think of the men and women that went out there and said, you know what, I bet it's down there. We're going to go find it. Let's, you know, the country needs it. Is that spirit still alive, Dan?
Absolutely, Joel. It's something that excites me every day. And if you look at what's happened with the fracturing revolution, really, that's happened across the country, was independence. It was those guys that you're just describing who said, I think we can go back down there. I think we can go horizontal, and I think we can fracture that. And a lot of the larger companies, a lot of other folks said, you're crazy. And it was our guys who are still, our average member is about between 15 to 20 people, companies who said, no, I think we're going to do that. We're going to go. It's guts up business. You're playing hardball, but they are really excited about it. And it's still really the strength of who we represent. going forward. It's those guys that work locally, that understand how exciting and dynamic this industry is.
Lee, you want to get in really big trouble as a radio talk show host, go out into that Williston Basin Bakken play and look at somebody and say, you know, this new technology of fracking, and these old guys are, wait a second, Sonny. I mean, we were doing this years ago, and they're showing me stuff that they were doing in their 50s. And that spirit, I think, is still alive.
That's very much so. Very much so. It's as Dan said, it's that spirit to go out and try to push the envelope and find the next play, the next concept, and figure out how to get there. And I think, as Jack was saying earlier when he was talking to you, it's never the same. Every play is different. You have to figure out how to unlock the box. And that's what these guys do. And they do it every day. And it's hard to grasp how much it takes to be able to be the people that are willing to do that.
And Joel, the only thing I would add to that, as we've talked about this, is, but it's also amazing the technology that's happening.
Yeah.
One of the perceptions we always fight in Washington, and I'm dating myself a little bit, is that it's Jed Clampett shooting at some crude from the Beverly Hillbillies, right? So even the smaller companies, it's incredibly high tech. They're doing this always with the mind of protecting the environment, reducing, as Jack Ekstrom had talked about a little earlier, reducing the footprint. And so I just want to again say that even for the smaller guys, they understand how important all of these factors come in. And it's an incredibly dynamic and high-tech industry that we're talking about.
Guys, do you think America's starting to get that? For years, we sat there. Some, depending upon your political bent, you could argue we fought wars over oil. I mean, we've certainly do things to make sure that as a country we can move foreign oil in. And yet, in the other side of our mouth, we're talking about how we need to become energy independent as a country. I mean, Lee, this is what we're doing now. I mean, do you think America, when you walk around the halls in D.C. here, you must have a great story to tell these folks?
It's a great story, and I think there is a broader national understanding that there's something real here, that this shale revolution, both for natural gas and now for oil, is giving us opportunities that we haven't had for decades. That doesn't mean there's still a lot of opposition to trying to allow that to go forward. And that's the challenge that we spend a good deal of our time on, is trying to make sure that people don't create barriers to this entrepreneurship, this vigor that's out there to try to get the oil and natural gas out of the ground in the United States.
The director of the Environmental Protection Agency is coming to North Dakota on Friday. And she's going to be going around looking at this development, looking at what we're doing there. Is this still considered to be, you know, are we working better with each other as far as the regulators? Or are we still, Dan, having problems in that area?
It's always a challenge. And certainly the Obama administration has taken an angle, and it's going to take a lot of work. One of the things that we often have to educate policymakers around is that this, you know, this play, if you do some regulatory activities that would hamper it, it doesn't take much to really stall that activity. So it's going to be important to continue to educate and work on it.
Guys, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming by today, and thanks for sponsoring the show. I think it's great for people back home to hear what the overall picture
is
from
your side. Thanks for giving us the opportunity.